Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Brick City, stand up. If you got somebody good in your life, don't let them take it for granted. Let me say it like this.
All of the moments we share once, I miss them. When I'm called on, when I'm down, I miss you.
Oh, can I let go? Girl, you were my very best friend, my ride to the very end. And I don't know where we went wrong, so I'm sending you this message through this song.
All the moments we share once, I miss every one of them. When I'm down, I miss you.
Can I call on?
Can't I let go?
I just can't let go. No. Sometimes I feel like I'm going insane, 'cause I never thought I could feel such pain. I feel like I'm dying, but I can be reborn again in your love. Royal family. I know that I can never, ever, ever let you go.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, Big Jers. This is Jay Heitch from The Hub Show. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. You're a busy man. I'm watching you on Facebook. You got lots going on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you do.
We always in the mix somewhere.
They call it the grind, right? That's the grind. That's it.
The grind don't stop because the bills don't.
That's right. Hey, yeah, you own a cab company around here in the Hagerstown, Maryland area. Are you in the cab right now? Are you working?
Yeah, well, I actually just got off.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't own the company, but I helped start the company.
Well, you're part of it. That's good enough. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm not here to take up all your time. Where are you on your way to? The gym? The movies? You're always on the go, man.
No, actually about to go home and work on some new music. I got to hit
there
the
you
studio
go.
On Tuesday.
There you go.
And then also getting prepared for the next album release party. So,
right. Which will be on October 2nd, correct? It's a Wednesday?
Yes. October 2nd is going down at the Antietam Brewery.
Yep.
Red and White Affair. We're also doing a fundraiser for children in need.
Yep.
So you come dressed in red and white. Tickets are $10. Yep. And you bring one canned good and the school supply.
Yep.
And then also the Antietam Brewery,
yeah,
for every slight and every pint that's sold,
mm-hmm,
they're going to donate $1 to children in need.
There we
so
go.
So I got, you know, several different opening acts.
Yep.
And also, of course, you, Jay from the Hub Show, will
Jay
be
Jay Nice, baby. The Hub Show will be there.
Oh,
yep.
Yes. Jay Nice.
Yeah.
Jay Nice to the building.
I'll be there with you. Just like about 3 weeks ago, me and Big Jerz rocked this coffee shop, our favorite shop in Hagerstown called The Nook.
The Nook.
We packed that place like sardines and rocked the house. That was a good time. And that,
footage
will be available very soon. I talked to Ryan, the videographer. He's wrapping up the last few edits, and that'll be available on Facebook all over the place. We'll chop it up and have a good time with that. So.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, man, you had this new album you dropped. I know you came on our TV show. You sang Can't Let Go. Great track. You got tons more material than that. I know that. And you said you're working.
Yeah.
You're going
home
tonight to write and work on a new material, a new album.
Yeah. Okay. I actually just finished recording a new single last Tuesday.
Okay.
So this Tuesday I have two more new singles,
mm-hmm,
and then I have a young artist that I'm working with. We've been in rehearsals for the last year,
mm-hmm,
and she's going to be coming out. Her name is Haley Plain, and when I tell you, this young girl is going to blow people away.
Say her name again. Who is she?
Her name is Haley Plain.
Haley Plain?
Yes.
I gotcha.
And she is, she's a young girl. All I can say is she's the next Christina Aguilera.
Really?
That's all I can say.
There we go.
And I mean, the girl can blow. She can sing anything.
This Hub Show podcast is heard around the country and in parts around the world. So I'm going to lay down a little facts for some people who are listening. Because as you know, if you listen to the Hub Show, I'm not from this area. I'm from the L.A. area and all over the place before that, being in the military. Big Jerz is from, you guessed it, he's from New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey. But he's like myself. He's a veteran. He's been around as well. We are in Hagerstown, Maryland, also right next door to the West Virginia border, where it's Martinsburg, West Virginia. And that place gets talked about a lot on the Hub Show, too. We've had DJ Schmoove in here talking about his
and
gigs
right
there.
Next,
yeah, and the comedians
and
that do
right
this
next
stuff.
To PA.
Yeah, right next to PA. It's the fourth state, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, plus you get D.C. down the road. But just to let people know, this ain't New York, this ain't L.A., this ain't Orlando. However, there are some diamonds in the rough out here in this area. I know that. Big Jerz is one of
Absolutely.
Them. And Big Jerz has got his ear, his radar on for it. And we've had some people on the Hub Show TV show besides Big Jerz come on and sing and rock the house. Hope Gale's been on here a couple times. She loves it. We love her. She's a great singer. But like I said, and you know Big Jerz, you're working with someone, there are some talent out here. There's some hidden talent.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And we actually are going to have, especially for the Hub Show, because we support the Hub Show 100%.
Yeah.
Because we notice the grind. You know, like-minded people,
mm-hmm,
you know, work always. It's always good to work with like-minded people.
Right.
You know, and, you know, even, not even to be spiritual, but even the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So you got to have some type of vision.
That's it.
In order to accomplish the mission. So, you know, I got a heck of a lineup of different artists that I'm going to be following through the Hub Show.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be a crazy year upcoming.
Yeah, business is about to pick up. Yeah, business is about to pick up for you and for the Hub Show. We've been in a little bit of a lull right now the last month, but it's about to kick into high gear. And we got Big Jerz coming on, sending us artists. We've got more comedians lined up. We got lots and lots. But talking about you, Big Jerz, you also mentioned some of your things you have in the works. You have a country album coming out, or?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, we get ready to work on a country album.
Right.
Actually, a friend of mine, singer-songwriter extraordinaire.
Yeah.
And we're leaving for Memphis and Nashville next month.
Doing it right.
To go and record my first country single.
Okay.
And we're going to drop a country EP right before Christmas.
There you go.
Along with a Christmas single, R&B called Snowflakes of Love. So
there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
You
so,
got
you know,
the R&B
gotta,
and the country
give
cover, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get the ladies a good Christmas gift.
There we go. That'll be the
love
one.
Gift, you know. Yeah.
Are you still Big Jers on the country album? I'm assuming you're taking the name with you, right? No matter what you do, you're Big Jers.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. That's still going to go with me.
I'm not a big country fan, but I have a lot of respect for people like yourself who can dabble in, you know, in on all genres. It's, you know, shout out to you.
Oh, absolutely. That's cool. And the thing is, man, I've always loved country.
Right.
For one, because of the stories, because of the, you know, the struggle and, you know, coming from the bottom onto the top, the blues of it all, right?
Yeah.
It's that blues. But see, country has so much locked into it.
Sure.
You're talking about it's got soul, it's got blues, it's got gospel.
Right.
You know, country has all of those elements in it. So if you can sit up here, man, and you can bring that message on, you know, I mean, it's all the better. You know, that's why I love Chris Stapleton. He's one of my favorite artists, and I do quite a bit of his stuff. I love Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah, you sang that. You sang the hell out of Tennessee Whiskey at the Nook.
Yeah,
that was incredible. I can't wait till that footage is available. You went a cappella with that thing. That was wild, dude.
Yeah, and then,
because
nobody expected us to do it a cappella. Right. And then when we got a cappella, you heard the harmony was tight.
See, that's the thing, folks. Yeah. I got the DJ for this, meaning I got to play the backing tracks and I got to play the music between the sets and before and after the party. And I got to sit there on the sideline and watch this whole performance, Big Jers and all them cats. But, you know, especially you, Jers, I'm watching, you were in a zone. You got that crowd in front of you. I know. I can see it in your eyes, man. You were in the zone. And when you got down with Tennessee Whiskey, I didn't know when you were going to stop. The music stopped. And you kept singing it, but whatever. You know?
You're right.
Rock on, dude. Yeah. So, yeah, Haley Plain, you say she's a Christina Aguilera? She got the voice of Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, she's a young girl. She's only like 15, 16.
Wow.
Well, she'll be 16, I think, in a couple of months.
Whatever.
And,
right.
Yeah, she'll be 16 in a couple of months, but her first single, I just finished writing a pop song for her.
All right.
And her pop single, we're going to be actually going in the booth to record it.
Okay.
She actually has a rock band that she sings with. She goes to the Maryland Institute of Music.
Okay.
And she has opened up for Kicks.
A couple of older rock bands. Let me say something though. I mean, let's cover some tracks here. Let's clear the air. She's 15 going on 16. How did you get connected with her? Who brought your attention?
Actually, you know, it's crazy how, because see, you know, a lot of people know I do music,
right?
And I do artist development. Mm-hmm. I do vocal training. I've directed 100 voice choirs overseas and in the States.
Right.
So, you know, I've always been dealing with the music of some sort. You know, I was heavy into hip hop and rap and stuff early on. But what happened was, actually doing a lot of the karaoke, I've done karaoke probably in this area for the last 3 years, I've probably won $3,000 in maybe karaoke.
Oh, yeah, you're the karaoke king around here.
Yeah. If anybody crowned the karaoke king out here,
it's you, Big Jers. That's true. I've seen you on Facebook. So, I see what you do.
So she actually, her mother was, I think they have moved up here from Colorado or from the Midwest, and they live here in Hagerstown now.
Okay.
So I noticed one night we were up at Foster's up by Woodpoint.
Yep.
And they had karaoke that night, and her mom always could sing. But this night, she brought her daughter.
Wow.
Now, it's kind of deceiving because when you see her, she looks like she may be, you know, 19 or 20 years
old. Yeah, you got to be careful, dude.
Actually, at the time, she was only 14.
Damn, man.
But the pipes that this girl has in her throat.
Yeah.
I mean, this girl has some range. But that's due a lot to her mother. Her mother gave her a broad array of music.
Sure, growing up,
yeah.
She's well exposed,
you know?
Right?
And see, and that's kind of the same thing that happened with me coming up,
yeah.
Because my parents had such a crazy record collection.
Right.
I mean, I got stuff.
Yeah.
Vinyl all the way back from
yeah,
the 40s
baby.
And 50s.
That's
from
my stuff.
Fat Domino.
Yeah.
All the way up
absolutely.
To
yeah. That's how.
Yeah.
I,
and
not,
see,
yeah.
And it's nothing like that. It's nothing like that vinyl sound. I don't
nope.
care where you go.
I got vinyl too,
or
man.
Who you are.
Yep.
I actually recently went to FYE in the mall here in Hackensack.
Right.
And I bought me, because, see, I had got some new vinyl and some old stuff.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear that sound again.
You got that 18 gram vinyl they put out now. It's like $30 a pop, right? The records they make nowadays,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because I love Bruno Mars, and
I got
Bruno Mars' new, this was the 24 Karat. Before,
right. Yeah, he's a talent,
his
dude.
His next album dropped.
He's good.
And so I went and got the vinyl.
Right.
The actual record player I got, you actually can USB hook it up to your
sure.
laptop.
Absolutely.
And turn any of your vinyl into MP3.
Right. Static.
So it has that crackling sound.
That's what you want, man.
You know,
I'm old school like that.
Like that
I'm old school like that, too. I got crates of vinyl still, man. And even though I DJ like everyone else DJs
man.
Now with the
oh,
laptop
man.
and the laptop and the, you know, it's all programmed and stuff nowadays. But I come from back in the day, you know, hauling 17 crates of records around. Back in 1989, I'm from that world, dude.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The DJs today don't know how to respect that. When you come from the era we come from,
yep.
you talking about when yep. you got a whole round crate
yeah.
of records plus the speakers.
You had to have a van.
Up.
You had to have a van. You all had to
they,
have a truck.
All they got was a laptop and a flash drive.
Well, you know what? I can't see you like an old man and keep griping about that. Myself and DJ Shmoove who's in our age range, we all sit here and say, like, you know, we earned our right to play off a laptop. But what are you going
to
do? You know,
that's
what's
right.
A,
you earned your bones
well,
to
what,
play
yeah,
off
what's
the
a
laptop.
25-year-old going to do nowadays? You can't, you know, that's a whole different time, whole different world. I totally understand. I mean, and what?
Yeah, you give them some tech.
Some techniques,
and,
yeah, I know. I still got my techniques, and I say it to this day. Even DJing on the laptop and stuff like that with Serato or whatever software you use, it's great. The stuff is flawless because it's programmed like that. You try doing that some of that stuff with vinyl. You know what I mean? That was an art form. That's where the art of hip-hop, I'm going to say it again, I'll get off this soapbox in a second. The art of hip-hop is partially lost because of the DJ is gone. The DJ was a main part of that thing, man, and it's gone. It's over.
I remember days being out.
It's over.
In Branchwood Park in Newark, New Jersey.
I'm sure you do.
And they had a block party.
Yeah.
The DJ comes out.
Yep.
And shut down all the McCarter Highway projects. We got partying in the street.
Right.
People dancing in the street.
And he had milk crates full of vinyl, right?
Yeah, crates full of it.
Yep.
Man, you talking about, and he making break beats.
Exactly.
I mean, this is stuff, man, you cannot.
No.
It's a skill that
it was
had
a skill.
To be developed.
It was timing, and you had to know what grooves, and all this cool stuff that everyone talks about, and we beat it to death. I know I do, and I'm trying not to do it anymore. I'm trying to understand, which I do. It's a lot easier nowadays, which is why the mixes sound flawless and everything sounds superb nowadays. Because there's no room for error. There's no way to make errors anymore. The computer's doing it all for you. So it's cool, you know.
That's absolutely
whatever.
Right.
But whatever, you know, what is what it is.
But, you know.
Yep. It's time, right? Time goes on.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. I just, what passes for hip-hop nowadays is questionable. That's all I'm going to say. But you're doing the R&B thing, which is cool. I miss the R&B. You and I are in the same age range. We came out with the New Jack Swing era. And all that stuff, Teddy Riley
yeah.
and whatnot,
yeah.
I, you know, Jodeci, all that stuff. I miss it, man. That's some elements of that.
But you know, the thing I love about
yeah.
it, like I have like one of the newest singles
mm-hmm.
I just recorded is called "Blow for Blow."
Yeah, you played that for
and,
me.
yeah,
yeah,
and the thing is, it's bridging some of the new school hip hop.
That's fine.
Along with, because see, I feel like this to a certain degree. You gotta look at this.
Yeah.
That was us
I
years
know.
Ago.
Sure.
And our parents and everybody before us was saying the same thing about hip hop, that it was never gonna last. It was never gonna
that.
Go nowhere. And here it is. It's the biggest genre and the biggest influence
yeah.
of music
yeah.
in the last, you know, 40, 50 years. So. You know, when you look at it, even even though some of this stuff you wouldn't call real hip hop.
Right.
But some of it has its place, and some of it is good.
I know that.
You just gotta find you. It's just
you gotta dig for it, right?
That right groove for yourself.
I know.
But the thing is, though, I mean, every era has that time where you know, when we were coming up. You know, our parents and stuff was like, man, what are you listening to?
This is true about hip hop. It's true about hip hop, but R&B, I mean, you can either sing or you can't sing. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Well, that's very true. And a lot of artists, when they sit up here and talk about true R&B, and I can speak for myself, a lot of it today, we wouldn't consider true R&B.
Okay.
Because the auto-tune, one of the things you had only a few artists that actually mastered and used the auto-tune the way it's supposed to be used was Roger Troutman.
Right.
Roger Zapp. You know, computer.
I remember all that, but it was a novelty. So he was the only one doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you also had there was a white British singer that actually... He mastered it. He did well with it. I forgot his name. They used him on one of those commercials. I forgot.
Give me a song.
But Roger Troutman, he the one did the California with Tupac.
Yep, that's his voice on there doing that. Yep. Yep.
And then you had some of the funk era. So you had people that knew how to use it. And T-Pain took it to another level when he came out.
I like T-Pain. But
he
that was
actually,
the stuff.
He can actually sing, actually.
Right.
And see, and but the thing is, though, it's like now these artists, it's like they can't make a track without using the auto-tune.
I see that.
Auto-tune is meant to be an accent. But, I mean, you can use it however you want to, because when you can turn Lil Wayne into a singer.
Right.
That's a little too much.
Too much. It's like, right. Now, I don't want to use the word natural.
Because the bottom line is, any one of these singing shows, before you can get to any part where you're using any music, the first thing they're going to ask you to do is sing a cappella.
Right.
And if you can't produce them pipes,
you're out.
At that time.
Yeah.
No, you're not a real singer. Right. You know, you can hold the tune. You're the guy that blends in the choir. You know, everybody in the choir can't sing.
Big Jerz, let me ask you this. This is going to segue into another project I'm working on with you. And we're talking about music, and I love this because you're out there and you got your ear to the ground. You're listening to what is new. Obviously, we know what's old. We know what was kicking. And we're from the same era. But, I mean, is there hope? I don't know, man. I just don't hear. Maybe I'm not listening well enough. I don't know. I don't know what the word is, man. Nothing's blowing my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, what it is, it takes time to find those diamonds in the rough that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And I found a few. And the thing is, it's out there. But even like with my music, you know, is, you know, geared towards, for most part, an older crowd. But the thing is, a lot of my new music kind of bridges the gap. Because I know for a fact
that's your focus, basically, right?
When I'm working, I play nothing but my music. When I'm working, either I'm playing tracks that I'm working on, or I'm playing my music. Yeah, I get young cats, young kids that's in high school or younger that gets in, and they're bobbing their heads and they're bouncing. Yeah. Who is this? Who is that? Right. And when I tell them it's me, they can't believe it because.
Right.
What I've tried to do with most of my music is bridge the gap between those age groups and kind of form and create music.
I'm glad
that
I met you
both
then.
Both age groups can appreciate.
You're going to be the savior of this music, man. That's what you're going to be because a person like me almost gave up. But you're coming along and you're opening my eyes to new stuff and let me know that it's not completely dead and maybe we can resurrect some of the stuff that made R&B great at one time, you know what I mean? I hope, man. I hope there's a resurgence of it, you know what I mean?
And that's the elements because the reason why a lot of people say that true R&B is not here because, see, R&B always had that sexual element.
Right.
But the most part of R&B was about relationships, was sure. about love, sure. was about making
but
love,
you know what? I'll go back.
A relationship and family.
Right. But,
you know, but now it seems like on every single record that they put out nowadays, yeah. it's got to be totally about sex.
Right.
And when is it going to get to, you know,
relationships, right?
You know, the one thing I've always tried to do with my music mm-hmm. is to take somebody somewhere.
Yeah.
So that when you listen to my music,
you're lost.
In your mind yeah. for a few seconds, I'm taking you on a trip and on yeah. a ride.
I got you.
You know, whether it's down 95 or to a place in time.
Gotcha.
You know, I want you to have an experience. That was the thing. When you look back in the day when we were coming up, that was the thing. When you got a certain yeah. CD or a certain, from a certain artist, you knew that you were going to have an experience.
Right.
And that's the way, to me, the best music is always one that you can identify with, that people have gone through. Because
right.
one of my favorite singers is Jill Scott.
Right.
Jill Scott said, I can't write a song until I've gone through. So until she's experienced it,
right.
she can't even write. And see, like with me, one thing I've done, I've pulled from my life experiences. I've pulled from friends of mine that have told me stories.
Sure.
Or they've cried on my shoulder, or they've talked to me about situations that they were dealing with. And I pull and create from those stories.
Right.
So what I do is I make music that people can really relate to and see, look, this is taking me somewhere. Hey, I've been through that.
Right.
But also, too, in some of my music, the what I want for the most part is to provide, too, healing. So
sure.
there's some people that may be bitter about a situation, but right. when you know you was wrong, and you got to own up to it. You
yep.
got to be that man
and
do the right thing. And
right.
so that way you don't hurt somebody else. And it's not, you know, so much trying to preach, but this is what the music did back then.
I know.
It talks about real
right.
situations.
I got
That's
you.
What R&B is.
And you're bringing it back
R&B
full circle. That's what I like here, man. Big Jers is bringing it back at the same time moving forward. It's a contradiction, but it's true.
Well, it's, yeah.
That's
it's
right.
Just like they say, there's nothing new under the sun.
There isn't.
So it's
true.
It's called R&B and soul,
yeah.
not R&B and surface.
Gotcha. But listen, let's segue into the our project. You said the word 95. It goes right into this. You run, you're under the umbrella of the I-95 music group. Anyone
yes.
anyone on the East Coast, I-95, you know what we're talking about. Up and down the East Coast, you've got
right.
connections left and right from New York to Newark, obviously here in D.C. and Maryland and all that, all the way down to Atlanta. You
yep.
know some people.
L.A.
Vegas.
Right.
So we.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. So not the Hub Show. But it will be, and it's going to happen soon, the I-95 music show. And I will be helping to produce
radio.
It, but what do you want to call it, a radio show? I-95 radio
yes,
show?
Yes, it'll be I-95 radio.
Well, thank you for the correction.
I-95
radio, it's going to be a podcast. And the beautiful thing is, you're going to hear lots of original music because Big Jersey's got the hookup. He knows the artists. He knows who can get the permission to play their songs. And you're going to hear new music that you ain't heard nowhere else, and you're going to hear it here first on I-95 Radio, on the podcast. It's going to happen really soon. I'm going to help produce it. I'm behind the scenes. It's all Big Jers and his guests, and we're going to have a good time with this. Again, 2020, lots in store, right?
Lots in store.
Lots in store.
And also,
mm-hmm.
we're also, through I-95 Radio, we're going to do a live music review show
yep.
to help artists.
Right.
Now we're kind of targeting the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia
yep.
area,
yep.
but we're opening it up to everyone.
Why not? Because
we want to get everybody. So what, you know, if you got a hot track and you want to know if your track is radio ready, if it's ready
yep.
to go up on iTunes,
yep.
Spotify, to be sold,
yep.
then you send your track in if you think your track is good enough.
Yep.
But this is a real honest review show.
Yep.
So we're going to let you know straight
yep.
up.
Yep.
If your baby mama lies.
right. It's called the Big Jers.
If your auntie Juju.
It's called
your auntie Juju loved you, but she lied about your music.
Yeah.
We're going to let you know.
It's called the Big Jers Bounce. He's going to bounce you one way or the other. So right. There you go.
So we're going to bounce you one way or bounce you out the other.
That's it. We're still building
this
thing.
It's almost like the old dog show.
Yep.
You might get the dog. We don't know.
We don't know, but we're going to.
Right. But the thing is, though, is that we're going to give you also the elements to help you improve on your music.
Yeah.
So say if you send in a track and you got a good song. It's an actual good song.
Right.
But maybe you need another beat or maybe you need some mixing and mastering.
Right.
Then we're going to provide you with beat makers. We're going to provide you with, if you're in the DMV and you're close, even if you're not in the DMV, you'll be able to contact these people and you can send in your rough vocal recording and they'll be able to mix and master your product. And then you can represent it again on the show after it's redone and then get an honest review.
There we go. So Big Jersey isn't here just to bounce you out of the house. He's here to help and steer you in the right direction.
That's right. Yeah,
some constructive criticism, right. Yeah.
We're not just going to grab you by the waist belt and the collar and
toss
you out of the club.
Yeah.
And we're gonna take you out, but then we're gonna sit over here and help you and let you meet some people and then give you a ticket to get back in.
Right. There you go. Well, listen, we're gonna wrap this up. But listen, I want you to give a shout out. Whose studio are you recording in over there in Martinsburg? Who's the man over there?
The man of the hour is Too Hot, Too Heavy.
Okay.
Dip and Jeeba. They have me. I can say for myself, to me, they have the best recording studio in the area.
Too Hot, Too Heavy out of Martinsburg, right?
Out of Martinsburg. And they're on Rick Street in Martinsburg. And
West
I'm
going to
tell you like this. You can look them up.
Yeah.
They have their own website.
Sure.
The number two, hot, the word heavy. And Dip is the executive producer, and Jeeba. Jeeba is J-E-B-B-A. He is the other main producer.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, and he did a lot of executive producing on my album.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, when you leave there with a good finished product.
Gotcha.
And he does extra, he does mastering afterwards.
Yep.
But the thing is, because I've been doing this for so long, I've built relationships for so long, you know, I always want to have a great sound. Your mix should be on point. And if I got to sit up here and wait a week to get a mix back, I can't work with you.
I got you.
And they've also have worked with several different artists. Rel from Bad Boy. They've worked with Mr. Cheeks. They've worked with so many Bubba Sparks. They've also worked with Lil Skies. They did all of his early music. And, you know, they are the best in this area.
Gotcha.
Other than my main producer, Marley, Young Marley, he passed away about a year and a half ago, rest in peace. They, too, had the best sound.
Gotcha.
So if you want quality and you're in the Maryland, PA,
West Virginia
or Martinsburg
area
or West Virginia area, you want to see Too Hot, Too Heavy, ask for Jeeba, tell him Jersey sent you, and he's going to hook you up.
I gotcha. All right, there you have it, folks. So, Big Jers, we're going to chat back in with you in a couple weeks, whatever. We got a lot of stuff going on. Again, as 2020 approaches, we're going to be talking up a lot of the projects we got going on. So stick around. We'll be back in touch.
Yes.
And once again, it's Big Jers. And what's the name of your new album you just dropped?
The new album is called A Night in Jersey, because I'm giving you a night in me.
That's it. All right. Well, hey, good looking out. Good talking to you. Big Jers, we'll be back in touch, and I appreciate you stopping by on the Hub Show, man. Take care.
You already know, brother. Anytime.
All
take care. Shout out to y'all. Oh, and follow me on Facebook.
By all means.
Dale Baylor, D-A-L-E-B-A-Y-O-R.
Yep.
On Instagram, it's Big Jers, D-I-G-J-E-R-Z, and the number one.
Yep.
And it's the same for my Snapchat. So follow your boy. Check out the music.
Yep.
Can't Let Go is out right now.
Mm-hmm.
You Know is out right now on iTunes, Spotify, and every digital platform.
That's it.
So
look
check
for
me out. And
yeah.
if you like it, go ahead and hit that button.
Let's do it. So I-95 Music Group and the Hub Show, we're checking out. We'll talk to you soon, Big Jers. We're out of here, man.
You know it.
Later. Peace.
All right, brother. Later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissett, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.